Praise the Lord. Amen. That was very refreshing. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord for all the young people. So we have a burden, and the brothers have a burden to experience full salvation.
Amen.
And actually, young people, this word is for you, and also for the whole body of Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, have you been saved?
Amen.
Yes, you should say amen.
Amen.
Have you been saved?
Amen.
Have we experienced full salvation?
Amen.
Amen. But we need to experience it more.
Amen.
And one of the aspects of full salvation is our salvation from mammon. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we can be saved from mammon.
Amen.
The influence, the power of mammon. You know, the young people were sharing about the anxieties. As young people, probably anxieties concerns our future. But as older ones, a lot of our anxiety comes from deceitfulness of riches, right? Brothers and sisters, we can be saved.
Amen.
From thorns, from deceitfulness of riches, and from anxiety.
Amen.
All of these are wrapped up in mammon. I appreciated seeing God's full salvation of the children of Israel. You consider the children of Israel, they were in Egypt, toiling for Pharaoh. Maybe some of them had hidden away treasures. Maybe some of them were richer than others, right? In Egypt. But one day, through God's saving hand, God's people were rescued from Egypt. So they were led out. We know the story from the Passover lamb and from the children of Israel going through the Red Sea. When they were saved from Egypt, they could only take what was in their hands. But even the things that in their hands, there were some things from the riches of Egypt. What the things, and there were some that had left behind things. All that didn't matter anymore, right? But what were the things, the riches they had taken from Egypt? What was that for? Why did God allow the children of Israel to plunder the Egyptians? They had silver, they had gold, they had garments. What was all of that for? It wasn't for the children of Israel to covet, to enjoy. Actually, all of that was for the building of the tabernacle.
Amen.
Do you realize that all the riches that the children of Israel gained from Egypt was only for one purpose, and that was for building God's tabernacle? However, something happened before that. Something happened with those riches. Do you remember when Moses was actually on the mountain for 30 days and he was getting the revelation of the tabernacle? At the very same time, something was happening with the riches. And it was made into a golden calf. Those riches that were meant for the tabernacle were stolen, in a sense, and converted to an idol. The children of Israel worshipped an idol. That is the effect of mammon. If we do not deal properly with mammon, it's an idol. However, those riches, as the believers, as the saved ones, we do have some of the mammon of unrighteousness, but that is meant for God's building.
Amen.
For God's house.
Yes. Amen.
So there was a dealing with the idol. Eventually, after Moses came down from the mountain, there was a free will offering. And Moses made this announcement, anyone who wills to offer up for the tabernacle. And the children of Israel, all those riches that weren't used for the idol, eventually they became free will offerings for the tabernacle.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, it was glorious.
Yes.
The children of Israel gladly gave after they had gone through that experience. Brothers and sisters, this is a picture for us. We've experienced salvation. We've experienced full salvation.
Amen.
But where is our heart? You know, I really enjoy the verse Matthew 6:21. Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, even as young people, we can learn to deal with mammon. You know, when I was a young person, I started to have this habit. And let me give you another kind of illustration that came from my experience. As a young person, I had a bank account. And, you know, I had allowance. It came from my parents. I even had a newspaper route. And I did work. I mowed lawns. And that money came to my account. But where did that money come from? You know, my parents, even though I had a paper route, my dad would wake up early in the morning to make sure those papers weren't stolen. Every morning. And it was supposed to be my paper route and the money I was getting. Actually, my parents were doing a lot behind the scenes. You know what? So where did all that come from? Where did my living come from? It came from my parents. Actually, you know, there's another verse that I really enjoy, Philippians 4:17. Or no, not that. That's another verse that we'll get later. But the verse is in Corinthians, I believe. It says, "For what do you have that you have not received?" One day, my parents, we needed to buy a house. And I had my account, and they asked me if I could help to participate in buying the house. But where did that money come from? It came from them. So it was with gladness that I participated in that house. Whose house was it? It was actually my house, right? Brothers and sisters, what do we have that we have not received? Where is our heart? You know, with Jacob, he was a tricky one. He made a deal with God. "Everything that you've given me, I'll give you 10%. Isn't that funny? Where is our heart? Is our heart just 10%? Brothers and sisters, I really also appreciate it. You know, when we talk about the Christian way, if you read about the fellowship of managing finances, in society today, in some cultures, it is to manage finances is to save money. In some cultures, it's to spend what you get, to live day by day. In some, there's all different ways to manage money, but in the Christian way to manage your finances, do you know what it is? The proper way is to give.
Amen.
Why? Because it shows the dealing that we have of our heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Brothers and sisters, how do we deal with the power of mammon? We have to daily. You know, I had a dealing when I was younger. I had a dealing when I was started working. And even today, with family, I still have to deal with mammon. How do we deal with mammon? We need to give.
Amen.
This is the proper way to release the power. You know, the more we give, the more we're released from the power of mammon.
Amen.
And you know what that mammon does? It gets converted into the building of God's house.
Amen.
You know what the Apostle Paul was telling the Philippians? "I don't seek your money, but I seek the fruit that's accounted to you."
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, when we give, that unrighteous mammon can get converted to God's house.
Yes.
and not only to the building of God's house, for the preaching of the gospel. Amen. You realize there will be many that will benefit from the preaching of the gospel from our giving. Amen. There is a large need in Europe right now. There's the need for the building of some things in London. What is that for? That is for the preaching of the gospel in Europe. Amen. When we give the unrighteous mammon, it gets converted to the preaching of the gospel. Amen. It gets converted to the building of God's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is an experience of full salvation. Amen. This is our inheritance. When we experience the Lord in this way, oh, how sweet. Amen. Young people, you can experience this as young people. It's not how much we give. It's our heart. Amen. When we set aside, whatever I get, Lord, this is for you. I'm not going to touch it. This is for you. I lay aside this amount, and you deal with the Lord concerning what that amount is. And the more we grow in life, you realize that amount can increase and increase. Eventually, brothers and sisters, we should have this situation in the church life where there is no excess. He who gathers much has no excess. And he who gathers little has no lack. Amen. This should be the situation in the recovery. There should be no needs. There should be no lack. But because we have not dealt with the Lord enough, there is still much need to be met. So may we all go to the Lord individually and pray, Lord Jesus, deliver me. What is it that I can, how can I experience you more in this way? This is really an experience of life. And when we experience this, we grow in life. And we are freed from Satan's power over us.